Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm always amazed at what I learn when I do these various events. And I did an event the other day here in Arizona for the Arizona Free Enterprise Group. And they talked about transportation and what's being done right now. They're implementing this communist doctrine for transportation. They want to take your cars away. The WEF president said, you don't own your car. You shouldn't even own your car. You shouldn't own your home. They have this utopian vision where you don't own anything, but supposedly you're happy. So in other words, we're all homeless. We don't have any cars. We just have places that we reside that have artifacts of things that represent our lives. But it's not yours. Anybody should come in and be able to take it. Open borders, open this. I mean, for all intents and purposes, you don't even, your marriage is open. You may not know it. But they can come in and do whatever they want to your wife or your husband, and you have no recourse. That's essentially what the WEF, the UN, the New World Order, all these people want. It's ridiculous. And let me tell you, if you don't believe me, go look at your the transportation and the directives, the people that are doing city planning. They want you walking. They want everything within 15 minutes walking distance of you. I don't care if your job is across the city. You're going to be paying a tax for it through mileage tax or through tolls or something. They're going to make it to where driving your car is impossible, particularly if your car is a gas-powered car. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Trust me, you're going to learn more about this as it moves along. I think it's called something 40, like J40. And, oh, by the way, all the legislation, everything, has racism, equity, inclusion, etc. It's all written around this idea that the entire system that's been laid out is racist, and you have to plan communities so that there's no racism built into it. You should see the buzzwords and all the stuff. It's amazing. I think we're going to feature when we do an event and have Arizona Free Enterprise update people on it. It's mind-blowing. Anyway, as you guys know, I'm here in Arizona, and when you do events like that, while you do learn these things and you're a little bit upset about certain things, it's so amazing to be around patriots, a room full of mostly white folks. There was this one black lady, beautiful black lady there, and then my friend Shaveen was there. And I think we might have been the only two black folks. But, man, I'm going to tell you, everything – when I was doing the part about after they came down from transportation and they said they're going to take your cars away, and I said, well, the good news is at least my cousin won't be carjacking you. You know, I thought that was pretty funny. But anyway, these patriots are such good people. And these old white ladies giving me hugs, these old white men giving me shugs, Kevin, we appreciate your work, man. And I mean, it is such an outpouring of love and support. It is amazing that other people don't get to see that. And the media doesn't want to see it. They ignore it. It's very rare that you get one of those leftists that will come to an event and take notes and go, wow, these people really are good people. They're not racist. They're not homophobic. They're not xenophobic. In fact, they're the best Americans. But here's what I will tell you. That room was full of people who want to stop the leftist agenda. And let me tell you what happened on my way there. One of my people called me up from ARC, Americans for Real Change. ARC is what we call it. And the website's arcinaction.com. And they said, Kevin, Superintendent of Public Instruction, who's over the education system now in Arizona, he's a Republican. His name is Tom Horn. He called our staffers and said, hey, look, I was just in a meeting with Katie Hobbs, and you know what she wants to do? You know what her number one legislative agenda is for education? You guys will be blown away. You ready? She wants the schools to implement the pronouns of choice of the students. Now, there's been a mandate against it that said the pronouns are the pronouns. They're what we've learned. Nope. She wants to implement pronouns for students. And I said, okay, I want to be at the next legislative session where I say to Katie Hobbs, you know what, Katie Hobbs? You indeed are a racist. You want to know why, lady? Because instead of working on the real things that children need to have, because this state sucks in education, you don't want to address that. None of you leftists do, because you know what you've done? You've ruined these kids. You haven't educated them. You've indoctrinated them. And now you want to hide from it by saying, here, we're giving you your pronouns like you're giving a fat kid some cake. But what you're doing is you're obfuscating your real responsibility, and you're doing it because you know it hurts blacks and Latino kids the most. See, Asian kids and white kids aren't going to get caught up in that nonsense. Oh, there'll be a few. They're going to get their educations because they got the parents and all that. But you know this is some distraction from, oh, we got our pronouns. And then you're going to get the teachers' union to back you. And you know what the outcome will ultimately be? These kids, these minority kids, are going to get dumber and dumber and dumber and more indoctrinated and more interested in what their pronouns are than learning math and learning science and learning how to properly speak English and write it. You're not encouraging anything. Stop being a racist. By the way, I don't know if you guys know this, but Katie Hobbs has been convicted of being a racist. Convicted. Black Democrats worked to her and went, mm-mm. So that's one of her priorities as governor. By the way, go look at any other leftist governor. Same priorities. Look at Gavin Newsom. You think he hit pro in California, pronoun. Ooh. These people don't want to educate. So look, folks. We're out there fighting. We're slugging it out there. You know what we want in education? I run an education nonprofit, Seeking Educational Excellence, a 501c3. You know what we want? We want meritocracy. I want my kid measured against your kid by his actual deeds. How hard does he study? Where does he fit? And you know what you'll learn about your kid? What you'll probably learn? Not nearly as smart as you hope they would be, but there's something that they like. And if these schools did their job, we'd learn what these kids like. And we would encourage that. And they would find much more happiness. But what they do is they train these radicals. Give us your pronouns. It's insane. We come back, we're going to get an update on Doug Hamlin. And what are we going to cover? I think we're going to talk about Disney today as well. And in the second hour, we're going to talk about more racism, because it's all out there. It's all around you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was thinking about this the other day. Why can't the left just speak the truth? What's their problem with speaking the truth? I think, honestly, now they're afraid of it because if they speak the truth, everything that is true and they know it to be true would get them in trouble. Do you feel that way sometimes? Like, if I were to say what I want to say, I'll give you an example. You remember that freak show that Joe Biden hired as his nuclear energy person, the luggage thief? I'm going to talk about him later, by the way. But the luggage thief, he's a freak. He's a total freak. Who would hire somebody like that to represent the government? Even if you said, look, I got no qualms about, because I don't. If he wants to put on a dog collar and get on his knees and bark and do all that nonsense, if he wants to wear dresses and shave his head and all, the dude is probably eminently qualified. Went to MIT. I'm not going to just automatically say that the dude is brilliant, but you can't get in MIT without being smart. I got accepted. I can tell you, you got to be smart. So I'll give him credit for all of that. Probably is a nuclear engineering expert. but a total freak. And that your fetishes, though, your lifestyle can prevent you from getting to certain things. I'll put it to you this way. If all you want to do is sit around eating bonbons and drinking hot, you know, Mountain Dew, you're probably not going to be an athlete. You're probably not going to be a pro athlete or do anything in sports. There are things that you do that limit your access, your success. But what Biden does and leftists do is they say, we're going to show you how far we are willing to go with freakdom because, you know, we're progressive. I'm going to talk more about this guy, but all I'm getting at is this. The truth is, they never should have hired this freak show. There are many, many people just as qualified who don't want to, you know, have puppy fetishes and have all their nonsense spread all over the internet and be known for that versus the policies that impact this nation. And people are afraid to say it. Kevin, you're saying he's a freak show. You're going to get some backlash from the LGBTQ. Fine. Just like I said to Fox, if you think your backlash is going to ruin my life, you must be out of your mind. The quality of life that I create is because of me. If I end up doing nothing except building a cabin next to a little stream on an acre or two and fishing every day and hunting and providing for myself and growing my garden, you know what? If that's what God puts for me, so be it. I accept. I don't need much out of life. I don't need to be flying around in private jets, getting picked up in nice cars, going to hang out with rich people on their yachts and going to parties and all that. I don't need an ounce of that. Let me put it this way. If any of that never occurred ever again in my life, I won't miss it. So if you think you're going to bring me to, a guy said to me the other day, I'm going to send what you wrote to me to CNN or whatever. He doesn't know me very well. I don't give a crap. Send anything I write to you. Send anything I say to you. Send it to CNN. Send it to Fox. Send it to whomever. I don't care. I say what I mean. I write what I mean. And in this particular case, I called him, you know, a female genitalia because he decides to come at me incorrect. You want to come at me right? I'm happy to talk to you. You want to come at me with disrespect? I'm going to disrespect you times 10. And then you can go tell anybody you want. And he was funny, now that I'm off topic, he says, I used to be a fan of yours. Okay, great. You know what? You still are. You're a fan of mine still. You just got your wings clipped because you came at me incorrect. You want to come at me with respect? I'll treat you with respect. You come at me with disrespect? I'm going to disrespect you? I'm like the mafia. I'm going to disrespect you, your family, your kids, and everybody you ever known. I'm going to bludgeon you because I'm not going to come at you with disrespect. So I ain't taking it either. I set my boundaries, and I make sure you know when you hit my boundary, you've hit a brick wall. No, you've hit a steel wall, reinforced brick with rebar and, you know, titanium. I don't know what the metals I need to use, but y'all can tell I'm not a builder. But whatever it is, it's going to be an impenetrable wall. Superman can't get through my wall. Thor's hammer cannot get through my wall when I set my boundary. But come at me correct, there's all kinds of open doors. There is no wall. Speak the truth. I think the left see the truth as scary. I don't even think they see it as scary. I know they see it as scary. I was reading this story. So Hamlin, he's going home, went home over, you know, a few days ago. And everybody, I'm happy. And I'm very happy. He watched his team win. I read the story. He was, you know, so much so the monitors went off and they came in. Are you okay? He said, yeah, I'm good. Team's winning. But I'm going to read this piece that says, headed home to Buffalo today with a lot of love in my heart, Hamlin said in a tweet. Watching the world come together around me on Sunday was truly an amazing feeling. And it was. On so many levels. I told you guys, God said, boom, I'm going to show you guys something here. I'm going to make you think. So here's this beautifully gifted athlete that passes out with a heart attack. Hardly, I mean, you can count the number of times it happens in the real world. It happens. It happened that night. And it caused all kinds of questions, which it should have. And then you know what those guys all did? They got together and they prayed. Oh, the left hated that. All these guys stopping the game to say, let's go pray for this guy. The NFL showing prayer. People down on their knees, not to raise their fist in protest or to talk about police brutality, but to come together over their fallen comrade. And many of those guys were scared to death because they got the same death poke that he got. He would have been dead. Had it not, any other place in the world, and that kid is dead. Anyway, but here's what got me in listening to the story. I think his doctor's name is Pritz. He says, it was still premature to comment on the potential cause of Hamlin's cardiac arrest and that more testing would be done. It's not premature to comment. It wouldn't have been premature to comment the moment that it happened. I mean, it's probably out of context because you want to wait, but it isn't premature to go, you know, I wonder if this has to do with overexertion. Did he take too hard of a hit? Or maybe he had the vaccine. I told you guys the other day, there was a sign in his doctor's office that said, if you're a kid and you're getting tested for your heart, you better let us know if you took the jab. Because we have to do more testing. If you haven't had the jab, you're good. But if you have, we got to test. So, they don't even want to tell you the truth. And what's funny, we have clips. There are people accusing Tucker. Oh, Tucker Carlson's lying. In fact, we could play it. Now, let's play it. We don't have time now. Let's play it when we come back. But when we dissect this, you'll see just how anxious these people are to continue this lie, folks. Mind blowing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New York Congressman George Santos again says he will not resign. He's been under intense scrutiny over his admitted lies about his background and the source of his sudden wealth. Now back home in Nassau County, New York.
Mr. Santos, haven't you done enough harm?
I call on Mr. Santos to immediately resign.
Supervisor Jennifer DeSena of the town of North Hempstead, one of several Republicans who called on Santos to quit. It will be a while, like most of today and tomorrow, before the USA's airlines catch up from today's sudden grounding because of a computer system that failed. In Northern California, they're bracing for another big storm. Well, many have not even begun to recover from the last one. Thousands remain without power or away from their homes due to evacuation orders. The governor of California says four more atmospheric rivers will hit the state in the next 10 days. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're talking about Damar Hamilton. He got out of the hospital. And they say it's still too early to speculate on what caused his heart attack. A vaccinated NFLer who, in the most rare thing that's ever occurred, because it hasn't occurred, so it's very rare. He falls, you know, in cardiac arrest on the football field, has to have a defibrillator, technically was dead. They work on him for 9 minutes, revive him, and the story turns out great. And you know what? I predicted he won't play football ever again, but I hope I'm wrong. I hope he gets to enjoy what he does for a living and what he probably loves doing and trained to do. You know, did that racist exercise so he could be one of the best athletes on the planet. So I hope all this works out for him, but I can't tell you that it will. And who are we to speculate, right? Because we're not experts. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of the idea. How could you know? You're not an expert. I don't plan to be. I don't pretend to be an expert. And here's the other thing I don't do. I don't pretend that you must adopt what I say. Most of the things that I talk about, I've come to a conclusion based on lots of research and being a person who really looks at things in depth. Because as I like to tell Uncle Fester, I have degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. So I'm very logical. That was in homage to the guy that says, you always talk about your degrees, but I talk about them in context. So, we're logical people. Let me tell you, I know many of you personally. You're some of the smartest people in the world. Some of the smartest people in the world listen to this program. And the reason why I know is because we're friends. And they can run circles around me when it comes to intellect in certain areas. I don't have any problem with that. Love them for it. Yeah, they'll tell you when I say stuff, I'm like, well, look, I'm not an expert, but Dale, he's an expert. And he was talking to me about this. Dale, am I right here or am I wrong? Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't have any problem with that stuff. But the left do. And when we question and we use logic and reason and just good old common sense, these people get upset. So get that clip ready for me. So Tucker Carlson came out, and I remember the interview. I think we played a piece of it, and he says, look, I'm going to tell you what we know. I'm going to tell you what we don't know. And here's what I said about Damar Hamlin. I said, yeah, there's a possibility that some freak thing happened that caused his heart attack, but there's a much bigger possibility that vaccine did.
Nothing wrong with that. That's just as good a speculation as anybody else. That's just as good of an expert opinion as anybody else's. Because even if you're a cardiologist, you don't know any more or any less than I do. If you're an epidemiologist, a virologist, whatever ologist you want to be, you know as much as I know, and my speculation is as good as yours, and I won't defer. So maybe that makes me an egomaniac, right? Because I'm no expert. I'm no expert in a lot of stuff that I give expert opinions on. And you know what happens? I tend to be right. Just like with Wu Flu. Perfect example. Dr. Fauci's the expert, right? Dr. Birx and all these other people. And little old stupid me and many of us that are listening to this program came to the same conclusions, and we don't have degrees in that stuff. My degrees have nothing to do with my opinion on what I knew to be a ruse. Zero to do with it. But you know what? My degrees led me to a logical process that says, I know how to think, and I know this is a ruse, and I won't take your vaccine. Anyway, let's listen to this clip. I think this is from CNN. And is it? Yeah. Anyway, here's a clip. I think it's from CNN, but we'll figure that out at some point. I'll let you know.
Ever since 24-year-old Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin suffered a shocking cardiac arrest during Monday night's game in Cincinnati, misinformation about the COVID vaccines has been exploding online and on cable. Despite doctors saying there's no evidence to link Hamlin's condition to any vaccine, listen to Fox's Tucker Carlson putting out vaccine misinformation on Tuesday night. Cardiologist Peter McCullough and researcher Pangus Polycritis looked into this trend in Europe, European sports leagues. They found that prior to COVID and the COVID-19 vaccines, there were roughly 29 cardiac arrests in those European sports leagues per year. Since the vax campaign began, there have been more than 1,500 total cardiac arrests in those leagues, and two-thirds of those were fatal.
It's time to debunk this dangerous anti-vax nonsense. Give me just 60 seconds. Start the clock. Tucker Carlson doesn't have any real data for his conspiratorial COVID vaccine claims. As the AP pointed out this week, Carlson was referencing a letter, not a rigorous study, a letter that a controversial cardiologist and a researcher co-published in a Scandinavian journal late last year. And that letter relied on a fringe blog as its source. A blog. And that blog, by the way, got to that 1,500 number by compiling a list of recent deaths from a bunch of news reports, including deaths which weren't even linked to cardiac arrest. Some of them were the result of cancer. Look, there is a tiny risk of the COVID vaccine causing myocarditis, inflammation of the heart. But as podcaster Joe Rogan, another prominent pusher of vaccine misinformation, embarrassingly discovered in the midst of his show last year, the risk of getting myocarditis from COVID actually outweighs the risk of getting it from the vaccine. That's what data from the U.S. Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices shows. And look, the reality is, as the CDC points out, as of October last year, Americans who were vaccinated with an updated bivalent booster shot had an 18.6 times lower risk of dying from COVID-19 than the unvaccinated did. So when Tucker Carlson and other journalists on air or online push vaccine skepticism and even misinformation, they are effectively and shamefully putting at risk the lives of their own viewers and their own readers. It's...
Welcome back, folks. So that was his minute update, and he read all that stuff in there, and he says, we're going to debunk all this dangerous, you ready? Dangerous anti-vax nonsense. It's nonsense. So then he goes on, because he's going to, by the way, there was MSNBC, is a guy named Hassan on MSNBC. So he goes on, and he says, the letter that these guys used relied on a fringe blog. See, because he's a journalist, and the person who did this blog, well, what could they know? They're not experts, they're bloggers. Now, what's funny is, when you go research the blogger and the people who did it, what they referenced was a report, and I talked about it the other day on the program. They referenced a report where the CDC had gone out, or one of the government agencies, and said, let's look at data. And they didn't even look at all the data. In other words, they half looked at it. They looked at it for what they wanted to see. But then somebody went and did a more thorough job and said, wait a minute, you missed a ton. Did you notice how he said this, though? While they admit there is a tiny risk of myocarditis. if you get the vaccine. A tiny risk. There's a tiny risk of blood clots. There's a tiny risk of Guillain-Barré. There's a tiny risk of pericarditis. There's a tiny risk of all these other things that can kill you. Tiny risk. And, oh, by the way, there's a tiny chance that maybe DeMar Hamlin had one of those issues. There's a tiny chance. And then what does he do? Hassan says, well, the CDC, and you got it. If you listen to it again, go back and listen to it on the podcast. He says they updated their data, and the new vaccines supposedly give you less chance of dying from any of these things, the complications of COVID, than the unvaxxed. In other words, now the new stuff, because we have new data, if you're unvaxxed, well, you're the one that's creating a problem again. So they continue this narrative. But go back and listen to it. He's not talking about the old stuff. He's saying the new stuff. Now, what does he know? Does he know whether DeMar Hamlin got vaccinated with the old stuff or the new stuff? He doesn't know. I'm going to bet you it isn't the new stuff. But even if, let me just say this, old or new, here's what I can promise you, and you can go look this up for yourselves. If you got new boosters, they tell you point blank, doesn't work against this new variant that's out, the new Omicron variant. The variant of whatever Omicron, because it was the last of the variants. So it doesn't work against it. It cracks me up because I don't know how to explain this except to tell you, how stupid do you think the people are? How stupid do the left believe us to be? Because he didn't debunk anything Tucker said. Tucker didn't say anything that is technically wrong. In fact, everything he said is exactly what you would ask if you were asking the question of your own self. If I'd had a heart attack for no reason, I would say to a doctor, listen, I got the shot. You think it could have anything to do with that? Would you not ask that question? Most people I know would. Misinformation. This is why I come back to this. We have to ask ourselves, why do the left incessantly lie? It's become part of their culture to just lie. And it's almost like a badge of honor for them to say, we're going to lie and you're going to have to disprove us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're known for keeping it real on this program. And I want to give a tribute to my friend Diamond, who died of Diamond and Silk, because she was a genuine person. And I'm going to keep it real. I want you guys to understand what we're up against on the right. Because we see it play out with things like Mitch McConnell and McCarthy versus, say, a Jim Jordan and a Matt Gaetz. We see the people who genuinely care, and politics aside, want to see the right thing happen for this country. And then we see the frauds, what we call rhinos. Let me tell you, folks, It is no different when you get beyond the political side where, you know, the political so-called leaders, the representatives, and you start getting into the organizations and the personalities. It's petty beyond belief. I can tell you this, at Fox News, I was in a meeting where, I'm not going to say who, but one of the senior producers for one of the talking heads said, listen, Kevin, what you don't want to be known at here at Fox is an interview prostitute. He used a different word. He says, you need to tie yourself to one of the shows. Like, in other words, pick Hannity or pick Tucker or pick Megan or pick O'Reilly, but don't do show to show to show to show to show, because you'll look like you're being passed around like you're some pretty. And I was like, whatever. Well, what he was trying to do was limit me so that I would only do this particular person's show, and, you know, pick your girlfriend or your boyfriend is what he's saying, and then you can do whatever you want. We'll write the ticket for you. It's that petty at that level. They find a guest that they like. They then, and I don't know who else had this you know, comment, because to be honest with you, I was really good at my job. So they fought over me. I can tell you this, they had rules that you couldn't be on two night shows at the same time. Like, you couldn't be on Hannity, then be on Tucker. Or you couldn't be on Megan's show at the time. I wasn't there with some of the other shows. But you couldn't be on those shows. They broke those rules for me. I know this for a fact. You could, if you were decent, they'd let you maybe do a morning show, then maybe do an afternoon show. So I'm just telling you, it's how petty it is at the pundit level. At the institution level, where you're talking about different organizations, and I'm not going to call anybody out by name, but let me tell you, they fight inside of these organizations like leftists. Jealous, petty, and they exhibit all the traits of leftists. Don't want to help you, will absolutely suck you dry when it comes to getting something from you and give you nothing back. I'm telling guys, look, I hate to give you the bad news, but this is the way it works. Now, here's the good news. The good news is, well, there's a little bit of it. One, we win despite this. The one thing I can tell you about the left is they no matter how much they infight, no matter how much they hate each other for different special interest reasons, the one thing they come together on is their hatred of us. And we can't come together, because I don't hate the left, just to be clear, but we can't come together to say we're going to fight them. We're going to make them become better people despite themselves and in spite of themselves and in spite of what they do. We can't come together for that because we have too many petty people. But let me tell you this about Diamond and Silk. They are not that. These two women who were early adopters of Trump, and who, by the way, should be, if Trump were a Democrat, they would be, the left would herald his taking these two black women on and giving them an amazing career, letting them have a voice within the black community. You think these two girls should have been superstars among young black women? They were hanging out with the top dog, the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, a guy who could get stuff done, and by the way, a guy who has done more for the black community than most other presidents combined. And Donald Trump took him under his wing. I was with Diamond and Silk when they had to have security with them. We were in D.C. And I was like, what's with these guys? She says, Kevin, we got to have security everywhere. I said, how do you guys afford this? They said, Donald Trump. Donald Trump paid for their security detail. Now, you would think, as I said, these women, people were like, ooh, we love Diamond and Silk. They get to hobnob with the president. Let me ask you this. Do you think Barack Obama would have taken Diamond and Silk under his wing the way Trump did? Who do you know? Remember the girl that was like, we're going to pay all my bills. You don't even remember her name. It wasn't like Barack Obama said, okay, great, I'm going to take these young black women. I'm going to make them, you know, people that, pardon me, are respected. I'm going to build their name. people know Diamond and Silk on both sides of the aisle because of Donald Trump. But here's what I'll tell you. Those girls never wait. Anything I ever ask of them, they did. Hey, girls, I'm promoting this thing. Kevin, we'll get you on the show. Come on the show, and we'll do the show. It'll air at this time, and we'll do the... And when it aired, let me tell you, people responded. Yeah, people, they mocked these girls. They mocked them. They belittled them. They derided them. They did everything they could to make you believe that these women were not relevant, and they were relevant. You may not like their style. I'm not going to talk. It wasn't like it was great journalism. You're not talking about Barbara Walters in her prime, but they had their own style. And you know what? Trump didn't care. Trump accepted those women for who they were. He didn't care that they weren't polished journalists or whatever. He did everything he could to help them and help them build their career, and they didn't squander it. Nothing was out of reach for them. If I picked up the phone and said, hey, y'all, blah, 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 Kevin, we there. Kevin, yeah. Kevin, yeah. And it was vice versa. True blue. So I'm devastated that Anita Lynette Hardaway, a.k.a. Diamond of Diamond and Silk, died way too young. Beautiful woman. I mean, just inside and out. And built a reputation because she was more observant than most other people. Diamond and her sister recognized in Trump what other people missed. And, I mean, you got to give people credit for the, no matter what you may think about, oh, those two girls, they look at them over there. And let me tell you, I would hear the negative talk about these girls. I would hear the negative talk. And I'd shake my head because I said, you know what? It was funny. We did an interview together. And it was a bit of a train wreck. And, you know, they had somebody. They did post-production. They edited it. And then it came out okay. But some of their insights were completely off. I mean, the questions were wrong. Yeah, and I would just chuckle at them because it was fun. It was... Even though they were not, you know what the beauty of it was? They didn't care. They weren't trying to put, they weren't trying to be, oh, the journalist, you know, Christine Ambonpour. You know, they didn't check anything. It was all emotion. It was all how, their perception of things. And you know what? They brought a freshness to conservative politics. And had black folks, oh, look at them two girls over there talking about Donald Trump. These were not some black sophisticates who were trying to, you know, get some time with Trump. They genuinely loved Trump and what he stood for. And, I mean, it was as raw and real as it comes, folks. That is conservatism at its finest. They didn't want anything. I'm telling you, as God is my witness, they didn't want anything. It was strictly just, let's just be who we are. And Trump accepted them. Brought them to the fore. And do you think he gets any credit for that? Nope. And now this beautiful sister, Anita, is gone. Diamond. And she was a diamond. She's gone, and I'm going to tell you, there are a lot of people on the left. They're going to mock her. They don't care that her sister lost that Silk lost her sister. They don't care. And I'm sure people will do a post-mortem, pardon the pun on that, but on all of the work and go, oh, those girls were stupid. I've heard it from conservatives. Oh, that's just a freak show. Oh, they this, that, and the other. No, they weren't. They're beautiful people, and I'm glad Silk's still around. I hope she can figure things out for herself. And Silk, if you get hear this broadcast, you know I'm here for you, girl. I'm shocked at her passing. I know it wasn't because of COVID shock, because she wasn't going to get that. And she will be missed, and I want to make sure that we did the right thing and give her a tribute.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.